Wonder presents this unabridged recording of The Lake House, written by Kate Morton and read by Daisy Head. One, Cornwall, August, 1933. The rain was heavy now, and the hem of her dress was splattered with mud. She'd have to hide it afterwards. No one could know that she'd been out. Clouds covered the moon, a stroke of luck she didn't deserve, and she made her way through the thick, black night as quickly as she could. She'd come earlier to dig the hole, but only now, under veil of darkness, would she finish the job. Rain stippled the surface of the trout stream, drummed relentlessly on the earth beside it. Something bolted through the bracken nearby, but she didn't flinch, didn't stop. She'd been in and out of the woods all her life and knew the way by heart. Back when it first happened, she'd considered confessing, and perhaps, in the beginning, she might have. She'd missed her chance, though, and now it was too late. Too much had happened. The search parties, the policemen, the articles in the newspapers pleading for information. There was no one she could tell, no way to fix it, no way they would ever forgive her. The only thing left was to bury the evidence. She reached the place she'd chosen. The bag, with its box inside, was surprisingly heavy, and it was a relief to put it down. On hands and knees, she pulled away the camouflage of ferns and branches. The smell of sodden soil was overwhelming, of woodmouse and mushrooms, of other mouldering things. Her father had told her once that generations had walked these woods and been buried deep beneath the heavy earth. It made him glad, she knew, to think of it that way. He found comfort in the continuity of nature, believing that the stability of the long past had the power to alleviate present troubles. And maybe in some cases it had. But not this time. Not these troubles. She lowered the bag into the hole, and for a split second the moon seemed to peer from behind a cloud. Tears threatened as she scooped the dirt back, but she fought them. To cry, here and now, was an indulgence she refused to grant herself. She patted the ground flat, slapped her hands against it, and stomped down hard with her boots until she was out of breath. There. It was done. It crossed her mind that she should say something before she left this lonely place. Something about the death of innocence, the deep remorse that would follow her always. But she didn't. The inclination made her feel ashamed. She made her way back quickly through the woods, careful to avoid the boathouse and its memories. Dawn was breaking as she reached the house. The rain was light. The lake's water lapped at its banks, and the last of the nightingales called farewell. The blackcaps and warblers were waking, and far in the distance a horse whinnied. She didn't know it then, but she would never be rid of them, those sounds. They would follow her from this place, this time, invading her dreams and nightmares, reminding her always of what she had done.